The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm poet Jenny Shea, filling in for Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Early one evening, when I was a teenager, I recall taking in a particularly spectacular sunset. As the sky ripped into jagged streaks of color, a friend who was with me pointed out that air pollutants were what contributed to the vibrancy of the hues. "Did you know," she said, "that human-made aerosols in the atmosphere enhance the reds?" At the time, it felt like a killjoy thing to say. I've since read that this correlation of environmental pollution and striking sunsets isn't entirely accurate, or only true to a point. Pollution can dampen colors and make sunsets difficult to view, but it's true that certain particles from aerosols can also deepen reds in the sky. Still, when I find myself in the presence of a sunset's slurred reds and oranges, I can still find my wonder sobered by guilt. Today's poem, by J. Estanislao Lopez, ruminates on the uses and demands of beauty and its shortcomings. What is beauty for? What does it signal, if anything? The intensity of it draws out awe and admiration. Beauty arrests the viewer and absorbs them, too. Yet, in seizing us, beauty can also paralyze and delude. We can confuse beauty for a moral virtue, even when there's no correlation to speak of. Think of all the times you've been misled or distracted by what has been pleasing to the eye, in another human being or in the natural world. Beauty can be immune to criticism, and therefore be suspect. Taking in beauty is also painless, giving the illusion that we're safe and protected, somehow, by the aura that it casts. But can also jeopardize our ability to think critically of what it brings or what context it comes from. The chase for beauty can wreak all kinds of damage, chief among them the destruction of the very planet we live on. Today's poem doesn't offer beauty as a form of redemption, nor does it lead us to easy resolutions about how to reconcile our climate crisis with human-made beauty. Meditation on Beauty, by J. Estanislao Lopez. There are days I think beauty has been exhausted, but then I read about the New York subway cars that dumped into ocean have become synthetic reefs. Coral gilds the stanchions, feathered with dim Atlantic light. Fish glisten, darting from a window into the seagrass that bends around them like green flames. This is human-enabled grace. So maybe there's room in the margin of error for us to save ourselves from the trends of self-destruction. Or maybe such beauty is just another distraction, stuffing our hearts with its currency, paraded for applause. Here, in the South, you can hear applause coming from the ground. Even the buried are divided. At the bottom of the Gulf, dark with Mississippi silt, rests a broken derrick of an oil rig. And isn't oil also beautiful? Ancient and opaque, like an allegory that suggests we sacrifice our most beloved, likely ourselves. In one photograph, A sea turtle skims its belly across a hull, unimpressed with what's restored, barely aware of the ocean around it growing warm. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for a newsletter.
Hi, it's Micah, producer of The Slowdown. One of the best ways you can support The Slowdown is by starting a monthly gift. It's easy on our budget and provides reliable support for the show you love. Pledge to give $5 a month today, and you can pick one of our thank you gifts at slowdownshow.org/donate.